This is Radio Energy News.
Good afternoon, you're listening to EN4 News. I am Luke Barry, and these are your 2 o'clock headlines. It has been revealed that a 9-month-old baby was in the other car that was involved in an accident with the Duke of Edinburgh near Sandringham Estate. Norfolk police have confirmed that the baby was uninjured in the crash. However, the two women in the Kia that collided with Prince Philip's Land Rover required treatment on the scene. The driver suffered cuts while her 45-year-old passenger broke her wrist. In response to the incident, Norfolk County Council have confirmed that speed cameras will be introduced along the route, with the speed limit also being lowered from 60 to 50 miles per hour. Roy Warren was one of the first people at the scene and described how he attended to the baby before helping the Duke.
There was another car with a baby in the back, and that was my main concern. And with another passerby, we got the baby out.
Boris Johnson has called for Theresa May to go back to Brussels so that the UK can focus on getting a better Brexit deal from the EU. The former Foreign Secretary delivered a speech in Staffordshire this morning, which is suspected to be his latest attempt to succeed Theresa May as a Conservative Party leader.
Now is the time for us to go back to Brussels, fortified with the emphatic, resounding mandate of Parliament, and demand real change to that backstop. I can tell you that it's only in the last few days and weeks of a negotiation that the big concessions are really made.
A delivery vehicle is at the centre of inquiries following the death of a man on the Edinburgh City bypass yesterday morning. The man, named locally as 37-year-old Craig Bruce from Bilston, was found near the Sheriff Hall roundabout at 8:20. Police are investigating the involvement of a van in the incident, belonging to dairy company Miller. A spokesman for Miller has since confirmed that one of the vans from their Bilston depot was involved in an accident on the bypass yesterday. As of yet, there's been no formal confirmation of the cause of death. The parents of 2-year-old Lauren Wade, who died of malnutrition, have each been jailed for a total of 13 years. Margaret Wade and Marie Sweeney had admitted to the deliberate neglect of their daughter between June 2014 and March 2015. The toddler was found to be unresponsive at the family's flat in Glasgow in March 2015 and was rushed to hospital, but died about 30 minutes later. The couple also pled guilty last month to a similar charge in connection with 2 older children between 2007 and 2015. A library was forced to close and police were called after EDL founder Tommy Robinson confronted an MP this morning. The SNP Stuart MacDonald had to be escorted away by police from Pollock Shaw's library in Glasgow. In October, MacDonald described Robinson as someone who organises violent, thuggish crimes across the country. Robinson travelled to Glasgow today to visit Mr. MacDonald's surgery. In a video posted online, he waited for MacDonald to come out of the library before confronting him.
Excuse me, can you just answer a couple of questions? You said it was a fact. What is this? What is this about? Why won't you just answer 2 simple questions? You lied about me in public. You, sir, are a loathsome, obnoxious, repellent individual.
Now, the latest sport highlights on Radio Energy.
Scottish Premiership managers and officials met in Perth last night to discuss the future of refereeing in Scottish football. In his press conference this morning, Hearts manager Craig Levein said that the video assistant referee system, known as VAR, was the biggest talking point of the meeting, with most managers and referees agreeing it would benefit the Scottish game.
I think the big thing to come out of it for me was that VAR's necessary for a number of different reasons. And I'm hopeful that it'll take the pressure off of the referees, and I'm sure that they would agree with that, and will increase the amount of right decisions that are made. So for me, it's a no-brainer.
Edinburgh Rugby will wield an unchanged lineup against Montpellier at Murrayfield tonight as they aim to land a place in the quarter-final at home in the Champions Cup. Edinburgh head coach Richard Cockerill understands the pressure of the game.
We're playing for big stakes here. We're playing for home quarterfinals. We're playing for qualify for Europe. We win, we get us through and Glasgow through on the same night.
Now, the weather on Radio Energy.
Make sure you wrap up warm if you're out this afternoon. The rest of the day is looking cold and dry, with temperatures peaking around 3 degrees. And if you're out on the roads, be on the lookout for heavy traffic in all the usual areas around Prince Street and the City Bypass. That's all for now. Join us again at 3:30 for the main programme.
If it's talk, tunes, tales and talent you're after, you've come to the right place. Radio Energy.